Hi everyone, welcome back to another Middle Age Gaming Podcast, the number one place for news that suits your time and your schedule with people about your age. Today we are here with myself and Antoine and Adam, back with the usual crew. We're going to be talking about, and as usual, we're splitting the show into two halves today. We have to talk about just what you're all thinking. It's the thing that starts with an H and ends with a Y. Hogwarts Legacy. It has been all over the news with good reason, as Antoine just mentioned a few minutes ago. Really well reviewed, so if anything you can take away from this podcast is that this is probably a game that should be on your wish list or you should be buying it right now. I will let them talk about it later after you talk about games that we've been playing. Stay tuned for the second half of the show. We cover some of the latest gaming news, including the Grammys, including Apex Legends, Nintendo Direct. As usual, right, the podcast will be out today and Friday, roughly about in the morning Taiwanese time. So I guess that would be Tuesday and Thursday, American time. Anyway, let's get started. So we'll go with Antoine first. Antoine, what have you been playing this week?
Oh, big surprise. Total War Warhammer 3 again.
Oh my God, really?
Wow. I can't imagine it. You are all surprised.
I am totally surprised.
Yes, the only difference is last week I was playing Zench, the Oracle of Zench. And since it's rather tough, and I'll explain why, I decided to switch to replay with the Empire, not with Karl Franz as I did on my first playthrough on Warhammer 1 years ago. I played with Zargelt, which is, if you follow Marvel, would be the Sorcerer Supreme, so basically head of sorcery in the Empire. And it's really fun. I think, I don't know if it's because I changed character or it's because of the latest 2.3 update, but the Confederation within the Empire, it's really good. There's still a few things to patch, I think, or to improve. But it's much better than before. So I'll talk about the Empire like next week, because I'm always 1 week after. Last week, I played the Oracle of Zench, and with his alias, because of course Zench is one of the Chaos Gods, and he cannot come himself into our world, into the video game world. He's interacting through an avatar, Fate Weaver, kind of bird with two heads, which is very classy. I took this one because usually in Warhammer 3, the bad factions, and don't take orcs as bad, they are simple-minded war factions, so I can't even consider them bad. They don't have bad intentions, they're just genuinely fun. So the bad faction, Chaos, Demonic Princes, he's actually very hard to play with, because when you play a good faction, dwarf, humans and stuff, you have plenty of allies around. When you are a bad faction, you are at war with everyone. And when I mean with everyone, even with your own chaos factions. Like Zench, who is a god of time, I think, or something, does not go along with Nuggles, the god of disease. It doesn't go along with Slaanesh. You are at war with everyone. I chose Zench because I thought candidly that it would be easier because you start at the very bottom of the map, you see. So very bottom, there's no enemy south. So basically, you just have to worry about left and right. I'm good. There's some big issue and balance. Armies are weak. It's very hard to make money. You don't really have money. You have favors from your god. So instead of have gold, you have favors. It's really hard to make money. Even if you have plenty of regen, it's really hard to make some. Comparatively, you have some buildings which make money. With Gens, you start at 50 favors. In the Empire, I start with 300 or 400 gold. Massive difference. And you need money to run your armies. Armies are big money consumers. So it's really tough because you can't have too many armies and you have enemy on every front, especially lizardmen, because you are the South lizard like to populate what would be South America, South Africa. So you have lizard a bit everywhere and they are very strong armies. A bit like the orcs, they are brute strength. They don't have much missile strength, which is the big stuff of Zench. They have very strong missile. But again, each time you fight an army, you nearly need two armies to defeat one lizard. And you have 6 or 7 factions attacking you at the same time. So I got my first victory, my short victory. I was very happy with it. And because it's very like a nerve-wracking, it's always intense. Oh, I'm good on that front. Finally, I can have some rest. No, I actually have 4 armies coming down the other front. Ah, shite, I need to move all of my armies from this continent back there through the half. It's tough. So I thought, you know what? Let's relax. Let's play with the Empire. which is a much easier faction thanks to the fact that you will confederate part of Europe. Each time you confederate, you get lots of money coming and you eventually have lots of armies. So again, you're in the middle because it's Europe, so you have chaos on the north. Yeah.
What does confederate mean?
In factions, you have plenty of factions. So humans, you have the Empire, you have Britannia, you have the Chinese in the Far East. You have lots of different clans, if you will. And this clan will group together. So you confederate them and they join your alliance, if you will.
Also, so confederate means like just putting things together.
Yes, exactly. You eat them. You gather when they say that you're strong enough, you have enough political power, money, territory. They'll say, dude, you're the boss. Okay, I let you handle my territories. So you can get 2-3 cities, and which means that you get 2-3 tax buildings, which makes money. Their armies, if they build armies, you can gather. All of a sudden, you have from 1 to 2 or 3 armies. It's not as straightforward as the orcs, as I was talking about 2 or 3 weeks ago, where you just kill the boss of the orc faction and you get the whole factions. So that's much easier. There's lots of politics in the human territories, of course. And it's really, again, I think that I'm going to talk about the Empire next week. So just to finish, Chaos and Zench. Zench is not balanced because his armies are weak and you don't get much money. On the other side of the table, he has insane powers, completely insane powers, because he can rewrite realities. If you research stuff, you can break alliances, you can switch settlements. The city belonging to this guy, you are at war with this guy, but you're not at war with the other guy. You decide that this city belongs to him now because he rewrites reality. This was never in the hand of the lizard. It was in the hand of the humans over there, which I'm not at war with. You can even, if you're not at war with a faction, you can decide that this is your city. No, it's mine. You can reveal the map. You can force rebellions, because there's a big aspect of morale in the cities or in your armies. And if the morale is too low, your city is rebel. You can force rebellion. There's plenty of stuff. It comes at an immense cost of grimoire. And again, to get grimoire, you need cities. You need to make them. And again, it's really hard to do. And it's very interesting, but it's very hard to do anything with it because you just don't have enough money. You just don't have enough grimoire all the time. You're really struggling with each steps. So you can do some stuff by grinding, but it's really just non-stop grinding. It's really tiring at some point. So after the short victory, I was like, you know what? Short victory, I'm fine with that. Let's move to something much easier. And I moved to the humans and yeah, much easier, much nicer.
All right, Adam, what about you?
Before I start, I'll just go into last week we had some audio issues and I figured out what it was. I was just going to explain what happened. Basically, with my setup here, I have 3 mics. I have one on the camera, I have the one on the headset, and because I have a PS5 controller plugged into the computer and it has a built-in microphone, so it has one as well. And what was happening was my audio, when the PS5 controller was plugged in and the default audio was set to go to, I thought I had set it to this, but it was in fact set to this. So when I tried to pull up the audio in OBS, it was connected to the headset, and then it was saying, you're not getting any audio through that because all your audio is coming through there. But of course, on Google Meets, it's pulling the audio from here so everybody can hear me. But everybody recording on OBS cannot hear me because it was hooked up to the wrong microphone. So I unplugged that, and that solved all my issues. So that's why we have much better sound today.
Nice. Yes, you do sound good.
Yes, this is a learning experience, which I've had about 3 times at this point. So you'd think I would have learned. But so this is yet again the same lesson being learned again, which I will probably forget in the future. But as far as gameplay, I've played some Final Fantasy 14 because they are doing the Valentine's event. And so I did that. This one's really short. And it's interesting with the choice that they went with, given what we'll be talking about later with Hogwarts Legacy. So that was an interesting choice. I don't know if that was intentional that they went with that choice, or if it was not, if it was just a coincidence. But anyway, the thing there is you have the main character, or you have one of the characters, and she is the event provider for Valentine's Day, basically. She always shows up for these Valentine's events. The last few years, her younger sister has been helping her out. And this year, because I guess it was last year, the main character for this event got engaged, or maybe 2 years ago. So then her little sister this year was like, oh, hey, I want you to go out with your fiance and have a good day, because we always focus on everybody else's relationships, but you never focus on yourself. You need to go focus on that. So she did that, and then she recruited their younger sister. So now it's these two little sisters doing it. The middle sister decided, I should emulate my sister. So she put on a fancy dress and everything. She usually wears this kind of like a tuxedo looking thing. And then the youngest sister wore a tuxedo. And then you go around, and then it turns out that the youngest sister feels really uncomfortable wearing the suit, because everyone keeps calling her dashing and handsome, and it makes her really uncomfortable. The middle sister wearing this dress is really uncomfortable because everyone keeps calling her pretty and proper. She always emulated knights, so she wants to be chivalrous and all that. So then they go into this whole thing about, you should be comfortable with who you are, and if you want to wear a suit, and if you want to wear a dress. And it was just, wow, that really fits into what's going on with this Harry Potter thing. Yeah, so I don't know if that was a coincidence or if that was somehow a hot topic, because it's being a hot topic right now. It was something that they felt they wanted to address. But it was interesting that they went within that direction. And then other than that, I've been playing Rain World because Antoine wanted to see me stream it. And so I streamed it, and I died not as much as I would expect. I'm enjoying it again. I will say that I was hating that game. And then finally I was like, screw it. I'm going to take a guide. I got out a guide. I followed the guide. I followed all the maps. I went to the end of the game. I beat it. And then after I beat it, and I was like, okay, great. The game is over. I am done. And so I'm like, okay, I can play the game now, and I can just explore things. And I don't feel like there's a sense of accomplishment or anything. I'm like, I just haven't been to this area. I'll go to this area. I don't care if I die, because I don't need to make progress anymore. And then the game became enjoyable.
I really like the name of your video. I saw that, karma is so screwed up in this game or something.
Death is a sin. Karma is screwed up in this game because...
I saw that on Facebook and I need to watch this.
Yeah, because it's really strange. The game has... I don't know how to say this. The game seems to draw from Buddhist mythology in a sense. Like, they're saying, okay, there's like a cycle of reincarnation, right? Like, you reincarnate every time you... live, it's a cycle, and this reincarnation is suffering. Life is suffering, and you want to break free of the reincarnation, and that's what the ancients wanted to do, and they eventually did it. So they ascended. They don't say specifically nirvana. They say they ascended. They don't reach it through enlightenment. They reach it through, basically, they go into this stuff called void fluid, which dissolves their body and releases their spirit into some other realm or something like that. And so in the game, it's okay, you get karma, but you get karma by surviving. So if you eat food and you don't die, you get karma. And if you die, you lose karma. So death is a bad thing. And the cycle of death and rebirth is a curse. You want to be able to just live as long as humanly possible. And I'm like, that's a very different take on the whole system. So in this game, it punishes you for death. Death is not a lesson. Death is not, it's not something that's, it's a curse. And yeah, so it's a really weird, it's not, life is not suffering. Death is suffering. And so you don't want to die, but they do want to die because they keep dying. It's a really weird, it all makes sense within the lore of the game. But yeah, it just seems like they just cherry picked some things and built their own lore around it. But as I was playing yesterday, my student was watching and they were asking for an example. And I was like, okay, let me give you an example of how this game works. And I came into one where there was a tunnel and you have to swim through the tunnel. And if you don't surface for air every now and then, you die, you drown. And so the first time I didn't think that there were things that looked like they were air pockets, but I didn't think they were. So I skipped them. I ended up drowning. The second time I checked them out, they are air pockets, so I can breathe in there. So I was like, okay, I learned that. But then when I have to go into this little tunnel and go through this pipe. And I go into the pipe and the game starts making this popping sound. And I'm like, what is that? And I can't get through the pipe and I end up drowning because I can't get through this pipe. And I'm like, what is that? And then I realize, oh, okay, there are these bugs that when you get close to them, they start to pop. So one of those bugs must have crawled down that pipe. And when I went down the pipe, it's a obstructed place, so I can't really see it. The bug got in my way, so I couldn't get through the pipe. And I'm like, okay, so that's why I died, was because this bug got in my way, right? So then I go through again, this time no bug. I go straight through the pipe and I get out the other side. And I'm like, okay, see, this is what I mean by this game. You play a game like Dark Souls, you run around a corner, a guy stabs you in the back, you die, you learn, watch that corner because there's a guy behind it, right? So the next time you've learned something, you can progress a little further. Rain World, the first time this thing got in my, the first time there was nothing there. Second time a thing is in my way. Third time nothing's there. What did I learn from that? Nothing. It's purely RNG. I learned no skills. I got no better at the game. It's just random dumb luck that I could get through this pipe or not. So that's what I mean when I say this game is punishing.
Yeah, frustrating, isn't it?